Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Rough Edge.
That would be a little weird. You got some rough edges.
There's no question about it. I don't know. I'm a nice guy.
Are you?
I think so.
I showed up today just so we would not have a repeat of yesterday. Because I don't think you would say those things to my face.
What? Let me ask you a question. What do you think I won't say to your face?
Plenty of things.
That you're a scumbag?
Well, you're just making stuff up now.
Huh?
Just making stuff up.
That you're the worst.
I'm not the worst. I'm like the fourth.
That I will tombstone pile drive you here on this floor?
I don't think you would do it.
You know, it's not the getting up that would be the problem. It's picking you up is the issue.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I'm top heavy.
I'm just heavy. I'm just all the way through.
I'm definitely top heavy.
So you're going to have to sell for me and help me spin you over there. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange
Brew Coffeehouse. It might be like the old two songs where he's like holding the guy. Yeah, it's a little rougher.
Strange
Brew rough around the edges.
Strange Brew Coffeehouse. Get all tied up together. StrangeBrewCoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're looking for a great weeknight dinner idea, beef is what's for dinner. And they've got great recipes at msbeef.org. Beef is the great weeknight ingredient because it's easy to cook, it's fast, it's delicious, and you can do just about anything with it. But if you're on the weekend and you're thinking about firing up the grill, nothing beats the sizzle of beef. Check it out. Beef, in all its beautiful forms, is available everywhere you go here in the state of Mississippi. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for. And you are looking for it. You need new gear. They've got it at College Corner. We're running out of time on Mother's Day. I'm going to go ahead and start looking ahead to Father's Day. Father's Day. Get Dad something great from College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Floyd by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. If you've got a special occasion coming up, Restaurant Tyler is a great place to celebrate it, but you don't need a special occasion. The meal at Restaurant Tyler is the special occasion when you're talking about going there for dinner. Best steaks in town, great pasta dishes, chicken, vegetarian options, and, of course, my favorite dessert in all of Starkville, the stuffed pancake. I love it, so will you. Enjoy a great meal next time you're in Starkville at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. And not only are they going to show you how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, they're going to show you how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need a bank that provides a level of service that you're only going to get with Priority One Bank. If you live in Central Mississippi, you live near a Priority One Bank location. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I don't know why I don't turn the fan on when I come in, but
yeah, that's a mistake.
This is the most. So this radio station, this studio we're in, is a war zone.
It is
between two people. I'm not going to go into names, but one of them is hot natured and one of them is cold natured, and it is either too hot or too cold in this studio at all times.
It does,
and I'm stuck in the middle.
The temperature is all.
It's
the
awful.
Place.
It's awful. So.
Sad news to report.
Oh,
did
no.
You see this?
William Hardrick.
William Hardrick passed away, who played at Mississippi State a few years ago.
Yeah, signed, I think, class of 21. I could be wrong on that.
He was at Austin Peay.
Yeah.
I don't know the details of it, but really sad situation there. And we've seen several of these in the last couple of years, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Guys just, athletes that are gone too soon. I mean, we had the
Ended up.
Kyron Lacy thing,
Yeah.
and I mean, this is sad stuff.
Do they have
But
they announced the cause of death? Is it
I haven't seen.
okay? So yeah, it just with Kyron Lacy, obviously there were some mental health issues there, and that, that's one of those things we always talk about. Like, man, if somebody needs help, feel free to reach out and try to get that help. But we don't know what's going on with William Hardrick, but definitely want to we'll pass along our prayers to his family and to the Austin Peay family as well. All right, let's get into some Mississippi State sports here. Later on in the show, we have an interview with Jacob Rudner from Baseball America. I want to give full disclosure that we have not recorded that interview yet. So we're going to, Robbie and I will talk for a little while, then we'll set up the interview, but we'll have no comment because we haven't, I don't know what he
We could have
said
some
yet.
comments,
We can have
but
some comments. Yeah,
they
Jacob's a
might
great
not have
guy.
anything to do with it.
Yeah. What do I want to talk about this? Big baseball series this week. It feels weird, Robbie. I don't feel like we've really truly, hold up.
Yeah, you got a text coming in.
Yeah, from the boss.
Oh,
Not
uh-oh.
my boss.
The boss,
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen.
I wish.
All
Well,
right.
since he said breaking news, did you get this
Should
text?
we? Yeah.
Did you get it too?
Yeah.
All right.
Should we talk about this or
Well, it
I
says
had a
they're announcing
chance
it
read.
later today. So
Okay.
by the time we put this podcast up, it should be out.
Well, we've talked about this before, so we might as well just go ahead and do it.
Let's do it then. Later, as you're listening, this will have been announced. Mississippi State will be announcing new indoor practice facility and key upgrades to the football complex. We got a text from Zach Selman, basically, and just giving us a heads up on this. It's part of the long-term facilities plan. It's now being addressed thanks to a great Bulldog family providing us a game-changing gift. It will mark the largest gift MSU Athletics has ever received. Now, that's interesting, because how much do you think that's going to be? That's got to be at least 10 million, right? How much was the
Well, no,
gift?
it's gonna be more than that.
How
10
much?
or 11 was the
The
most, I
Seal
think.
building was about that much, right? So this is going to be maybe 20 mil?
It's got to be
Yeah.
this current landscape. Zach Selman is putting a lot of narratives to bed
Yeah.
about
All right, this is my.
he's not going to do anything. He's just a talker. All he does is raise money, whatever. He's now giving Mississippi State fans a lot of what they want, and
Yeah.
we're kind of putting a lot of these things to bed.
My favorite part of this text is holler if you need anything for eventual reporting or commentary on it. I will take you up on that, Zach.
There we
So
go.
interesting stuff. All right. What I was saying before the boss man texted us was, we haven't really like previewed a baseball series in a while. It's just been kind of like, well, we'll see what happens kind of stuff. This is a big series. This is, in my opinion, it's the first really big series since the first one. When they got swept by Texas, everything was just kind of, the air was out of the balloon for the most part. And you just sort of knew where this team was going to head. But the dismissal of Chris Lemonis, coupled with the sweep of Kentucky, has put a spark back into things. Never mind that it's Ole Miss, and that always has meaning as it is. So I was asked this question on Sports Talk Mississippi, and I want to bring it here to the podcast, but it's just the simplest one. Who does this series mean more to? And it's as simple, it's a dynamic of this. State needs to win to go to the postseason. Ole Miss needs to win to host. Ole Miss is going to go to the postseason one way or the other. Who does it mean more to? I say it's Mississippi State because Ole Miss is going to go to the postseason. If they win this weekend and they win one game next week, I think that's 14 wins, they would be in, right? They could lose the next two series and still be into the postseason. State has to get this series if they want to be a postseason team, in my opinion.
Yes, 100%. This is much bigger for Mississippi State. We're talking about probably for Ole Miss trying to host, I would think. They're going to get in. I think right now they're a borderline host team. I would say they're probably on the outside looking in, but winning this series would get them closer to getting that host spot. For Mississippi State, you're just trying to stay alive and keep your season alive. And that's kind of the thing that you're dealing with this series. And plus, you're trying to keep and sustain momentum within this baseball program. There's a lot of momentum now behind this program because of the move that Zach Selman made, and a lot of people are getting back on board. I expect monster crowds this weekend if the weather holds. And I think that getting a series win against Ole Miss will only fire this fan base up even more. And you take that into the postseason, if you can get there, and who knows what can happen. This is a very, very big weekend for Mississippi State, and it is for Ole Miss as well, but I think it's probably bigger for State.
But this is a real stakes. There are stakes involved here. If State gets swept, they're in real trouble. Because now I don't think beating Missouri three straight would get you in. I don't think 13-17 Mississippi State would get in. I'll be totally honest with you.
No.
So they got to at least
Because
get
13-17, if you're looking at, well, I mean, that would be, there's possibilities there of that being getting swept by Ole Miss and then sweeping Missouri. I don't think that's going to get you in. I don't think
I
13 will.
agree.
I think it's that simple. I think it's 13 don't get you in, 14 does.
14 does.
Like
So you
I,
got to at least win one this weekend.
yeah,
Winning two.
win one and then go sweep Missouri, I think you're in.
Well, hell,
But
you're
you would,
500.
yeah.
You're definitely in. You're 100% in. You might be a two
Well, no,
seed.
if you win one and then go
Oh, win
sweep,
one. I
yeah.
thought you said win
If
two.
you win
My
the
bad.
series and sweep Missouri, all of a sudden you're 500,
You're 500 of the
you're
conference. Now
clearly in and you're working
you could be a
up
two
the
seed.
seeding. Yes.
You could be a two seed. You could be a
Yes.
two seed on the other side of the bracket. You could be,
And you're probably going, it's probably, you're probably going to get an East Coast regional,
Yeah. We were talking about this on Sports
Clemson,
Talk.
or I don't know
Some
what Clemson is, but.
USM fan did not know the rule that so I said, obviously you can't have two SEC teams in the same regional. And this USM fan's like, why are you saying that? It sounds like you're trying to gerrymander to get more SEC teams. And I'm like, it's a rule.
Yeah.
You can't have so I was like, I was thinking about that. I was like, man, you got 14 teams get in, and I don't know the 14 will, but if they do, it's gonna be interesting to see what two regionals don't have SEC teams.
Yeah.
So
And I mean, because it, I mean, you're gonna have to, because you're looking at possibly getting 14 teams in,
yeah.
and I mean, that muddies it up. That's like college football playoff and, NCAA basketball tournament
Yeah.
stuff. Like, where do you put all these teams?
You want to avoid,
There's gonna be
the super regionals are
multiple.
just unavoidable. You're
Yeah.
going to have SEC
There's going
matchups
to be
there.
multiple super regionals where you
Now,
have SEC
I
teams.
should say potential matchups because
Yeah.
you do have to win the games. But I agree. And Richard tried to shout me down on that. He's like, well, it's hosting. I'm like, there's a difference between, hosting is great and you want to host, but just getting in is the most important thing at this point. And State is not in right this second. Now, I know we saw the most recent bracket projections from our friends over at D1. They had State in as the three seed in Tallahassee, matched up with Troy, a team State's already played earlier this year and lost to here in Starkville. We all know that Mississippi State has had some success over the years in the Tallahassee regionals, even in softball. They've had those kind of that kind of success.
That is just, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's the colors are kind of similar or what,
And
but that has been an attractive matchup
it
for the
has.
baseball and softball regionals.
And I don't, like I said, I don't quite know why it is, but it is. And a series win here would give you two more quad one wins, of which we've talked about it a number of times. State doesn't have a lot of them. This is just a monster series for both. And I'll be honest with you. Think about 3 weeks ago, and we're just like, this is gonna be ugly when Ole Miss comes in here. And it's crazy. Does it make you wonder? Do you think if Zach Summon pulls the plug after LSU or Oklahoma, is this season totally different?
I have wondered that. I've wondered if that changes things in a major way for Mississippi State, upward or what, or if they, they get that jolt and then they just kind of like start to taper off after that. I don't know. I mean, we can't predict it. You
Yeah.
really can't. You can't predict anything in baseball like that.
Yeah.
But I do think that, State has it certainly looks like a team that is playing better baseball. We just have a week of evidence of it. I would like to get a little more evidence these next couple of weeks and see what happens to really make a formal thought on that. But it does seem like this team has gotten a nice little jolt of electricity in the last few days since this thing happened, and we'll see if they can carry that over to Ole Miss. I mean, it would be huge.
Looking at the Baseball America regional projection, it's kind of funny that obviously D1 and Baseball America would have different projections for different, they would tweak them here and there, right? Not for state. Both teams, both projections, D1 and Baseball America, 3-seed Florida State as the number one in the Tallahassee Regional, with the 2-seed Troy, the 3-seed Mississippi State, and the 4-seed Bethune-Cookman. They both have the exact same Tallahassee Regionals. That's kind of weird. Like, I was looking at, D1 has Arkansas as the 2-seed. Baseball America has Georgia as the 2-seed. So this is a massive series for Mississippi State. On top of everything, it's still Ole Miss. There is still something to that. And we haven't even mentioned the most important part. I need a sweep, Robbie. Otherwise,
you need a sweep.
I'm going to be looking like Colonel Reb in a few weeks.
Because you're on a point system, you
yes,
said.
Yes.
So the
sweep would give me 6 points. I'm down five.
Okay, yeah. It's sweep or bust.
It's sweep or bust. If they win on Friday, it's over.
But like I said, you do need to show up in Colonel Reb garb. I need you to be like Old South. Well, I say there, Mr. Cross.
Mr. Cross?
Yeah.
Why, I do declare.
Well, what do we have here? A couple of scoundrels.
You got me like leaning up on the cane. Like,
yes.
Like, yeah. I'll let the beard grow out a little bit too. One other thing before we go to this interview. I love when a coach denies interest, because that usually means that there's a ton of interest. But we saw it earlier today. Wes Johnson came out publicly and said not taking the Mississippi State job. I love to hear it. My mind automatically goes to Nick Saban. Saban was going to Alabama.
I mean, more comparable, Jim Schlossnagel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good call.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm having to deal with this stuff.
You're getting a little inside view of our life here. Like, when stuff like this happens, we have to send out some text and do some writing. It just is what it is. And we're on a schedule here, so.
Yeah, so I hear this all the time. Like, I'm not interested in that job. I'm happy where I'm at. And coaches eventually leave. Mm-hmm. I don't think that you can really put a ton into that.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I still feel like there's some posturing here from Wes Johnson.
Of course.
I still think he's trying to get maybe more resources, maybe more NIL. I don't know. I don't know what direction he's probably going with it. But I've been kind of skeptical of this since the start. And I'll say this. I was skeptical of Brian O'Connor initially, too.
Right.
I feel a little bit better about him. I think there's actual smoke around that.
Yeah.
I just don't know about Wes Johnson. I don't know about his return interest in Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think he'd be willing to listen to the right offer. It'd have to be a big one, though.
And that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking, we're probably at $6 million for his buyout,
mm-hmm.
I would guess, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we talked about with Mingione, what you're going to have to pay to get him here, which is going to be significantly, I would imagine, more.
And then what are you going to commit to?
Committing resources. Yeah. So it all depends on what Zach Selman is allocating here.
Yeah.
Which he's kind of changing some opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was an opinion that he doesn't want LED lights. Well, here's the LED lights.
Those are being installed as we speak.
Yeah. Is he actually raising money? Well, he's raised more money than anybody ever.
Apparently, we're going to announce the biggest gift in history today.
Right. Are we ever going to do this practice facility? He's not going to do that while he's here. He's just talking. Well, we now have a practice facility and other updates. I don't know what that means, but I'm guessing the stuff interior. But Selman is proving everyone wrong here lately. The next thing he has to do to prove a lot of people wrong is make a splash hire here with baseball. So we'll see what he allocates to baseball. We'll see what he decides to do. Everything I've been told behind the scenes is they are willing to spend money on this baseball coach. And it's not going to be just an easy go get Skip Johnson a lot of people have said he's just going to get people he's familiar with. We'll see if that happens, but that's not the word I get.
Speaking of being skeptical about things, I'm skeptical of your boy Nakos putting Skip Johnson in there.
Yeah, well, and I'm not I think that there's
That's a lot of
a
agent
lot of
talk.
agents are,
Yeah, I know
and
that one more than even Tom Walter popping in there yesterday on Tuesday. I was like, there's some agent talk in that, but this one is just straight. Oh yeah, he's interested, sure.
well, and I think that's a lot of people connecting the dots with Zach Selman too, Zach Selman and his Oklahoma ties, and just saying that that's you need to add him because that's there's going to be interest there. But I just don't think that's a good fit.
I agree. I agree
If
100%.
he may very well hire Skip Johnson, and I just don't see it.
I also, never mind the fit, which I agree with it. It's not right. Zach Selman cannot go back to the Oklahoma well.
No.
He's got to get out of that area. If he just hires another Oklahoma guy, it becomes okay. What is this guy doing? You know, we look at him the same way people. I look at Cohen, who just can't stop hiring Mississippi State people.
Yep.
So, I Skip Johnson. If you said, you know, hey, you got to put all your money on one thing, being true in this statement, in this search, Skip Johnson not being the next head coach at Mississippi State is the thing I would put the most credence into. So,
Yeah.
all right, let's move into my interview with Jacob Rudner from Baseball America. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, and the older brother, the home of the fancy sandwich. It's Wing Wednesday as we speak at Two Brothers. So if you know, you get there on a Wednesday, you can try their delicious smoked wings, and you can add any of their new plethora of sauces. They got buffalo and lemon pepper and barbecue and Korean. There's some good stuff over there. Go check that out. And of course, the older brother, the fancy sandwich, lunch and dinner on the weekends. So they change it up. They have the sandwiches at day during the day, but they have an awesome dinner menu in the evening. Go check it out in the heart of the Cotton District. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the older brother. Great products, great service. Every business wants to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years. He's in a hurry. He had to do it quickly there. Sound like Roscoe P. Coltrane there for a second. When you need technology for your business, reach out to Advantage Business Systems to get a great deal and a great product, but more importantly, to lock yourself into security of service after the sale. 50 years in business means this is a place that knows how to take care of their customers. You can't stay open that long if you don't. So if you need a new copy or a new printer, new computers, call Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville this weekend or any weekend and you need some MSU gear, the place to go is Maroon & Co. They have the biggest and best selection in all of Starkville. Think about all the places in Starkville that sell Mississippi State gear. And nobody is touching the inventory they have over at Maroon & Co. Everything maroon and white under one roof. Use our promo code to save yourself some money in store or online at maroonandco.com. It's Thunder15, 15% off regular price. Next time you're in Starkville, before you head to the stadium, before you get to the game, head to Maroon & Co. If you're going to be in the yard this weekend, make sure a trip to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden is on your agenda. If you're up here in North Mississippi, that is the place that everything a guy needs to keep his lawn, his house, his grill looking tip top is going to be found. It is a virtual wonderland of place of things men need. Women too. Right now is the John Deere Drive Green Spring Sales Event. In John Deere Green.
On a hot summer night.
That's another song where we change some words.
Yes, very
Yeah.
much.
Get 0% financing for 48 months on the powerful John Deere Gators and commercial mowers, or 0% financing up to 72 months on all John Deere compact tractors. Do not miss that deal. Offer valid through June 2nd, so you got about a month left. See dealer for details. Visit Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden at 3575 Tom Watson Drive in Saltillo, or shop online at scruggsfarm.com. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, they have what you need for less. All right. I talked earlier today to our friend Jacob Rudner, Baseball America. I wanted to get his thoughts on this weekend's series, but more importantly, his thoughts on the coaching search and what he thinks Mississippi State can do when it hires a new baseball coach. Jacob Rudner, Baseball America. Getting him back on the podcast was essential with all the news happening around college baseball at Mississippi State over these past few weeks. Let's start with the present and what's happening this weekend. Suddenly, a very big series in here in the Magnolia State. And when State and Ole Miss tangle, obviously it's a big series anyway. But now there's real stakes involved. And this is the sort of the topic of today's pod. State needs wins to get in to this NCAA tournament. Your latest bracketology had State as the 3 seed in the Tallahassee sub-regional, matched up with Troy, obviously Florida State, and then Bethune-Cookman as the 4 seed. Ole Miss needs wins if they want to get back into the hosting discussion. They need to win their next 2 series with Mississippi State and Auburn. Just from that standpoint, who does this series mean more to this weekend?
You got to go with Mississippi State. I mean, we're talking about in versus out as opposed to host versus not. I think if you're
I agree.
one of these two teams, you'd much rather be in Ole Miss's shoes. That being said, not a small weekend for Ole Miss. I don't want to make it sound like I'm dismissing that either. I think that this is a really important opportunity for them to kind of reestablish some stability. We've seemingly kind of lost that in the last couple weeks with Ole Miss, but surely for Mississippi State, this is a statement opportunity. I mean, you part ways with your head coach partway through the season. You're working with an assistant coach, an interim head coach now. And for the players, it's an opportunity to show something and kind of come together here and have a solid moment. And this is a big weekend, going towards that.
When you watched Mississippi State last weekend, did they look any different to you just from a baseball standpoint? Obviously, I think the attitude was a little different. Maybe some of the weight was off their shoulders because now they know they don't have to try to save their coach's job. I don't know if that's the case or not, but just from a baseball standpoint, they look like they played better baseball to me last weekend than we've been seeing from them.
Yeah, I think that they played better baseball, but it goes back to what you were just saying, which is that there might have been a different mentality with the weekend. I think that there is a level of energy and electricity that's generated by a coach being fired. I think that the players feel, a certain type of way about that because it's hard not to feel like you're the one playing the game and the coach got fired for wins and losses at the end of the day. And that's hard, I can imagine, especially for somebody who's in college. And so I do think that this is kind of a byproduct of stepping up and coming together and trying to close out the season strong. And the byproduct of that, is better baseball. But at the root, I think it starts upstairs right now.
I don't think, short of winning the national title, that Justin Parker will be the next head coach at Mississippi State. If he wins a national title, I think they'll probably just let him stay on. But is he using these next few weeks? Can this be an audition for him if he decides not to remain at Mississippi State or State's new coach doesn't want to keep him on staff, that he could be a head coach next season somewhere?
I think in a way it is. To be a head coach next season somewhere, possibly. To be a high-profile assistant somewhere, if that's not Mississippi State, surely. I think that the job he's already done is impressive, and it hasn't even been that long. Like, we're already seeing them win. We're talking about how they've looked better, and there's a little bit of a different bounce to the team. All of those are positive signs, for him and for his career. And so I do think that this is a launching pad opportunity. Short of a College World Series, as you said, this is not his job. This is going to go to a big fish, in a big market. But the reality is, yes, if you win games on a big stage like he would be doing, it counts for you in a positive way for your career.
Let's get into this coaching search. And we've had our first public denial today, which, for me, I always look at that and go, well, that must be the next coach. Because I go to Nick Saban saying, I'm not going to be the head coach of the Dolphins. My podcast partner, Robbie Falk, said, well, think about Jim Schlossnagel and how adamant he was going to Texas. So I guess we'll just go ahead and start writing our Wes Johnson articles. Wes Johnson to Mississippi State is a very intriguing hire. That to me makes the biggest statement about what Mississippi State is willing to commit going forward to baseball. Do you agree with that?
I think that that is within the realm of truth. I would tell you that I think that Wes Johnson is one of the best candidates that you could get. I mean, I love the way that he has built that program. He's taken an analytical approach that we don't really see a whole lot of in college baseball. It's a very professional style of roster construction that was learned through his years as pitching coach with the Twins. I think that that's been super valuable for them. I do believe that the speed with which he's built Georgia is real. I think that he could go over to Mississippi State and do a similar job with their resources and how much that school wants to invest in the program. At the same time, he's an extremely expensive hire. So I don't know that he's the most realistic candidate. It would he be a huge splash, of course, for both of those reasons. And that's kind of my point. I also don't know that he's the most realistic, is the kind of the thing that I'm trying to couch this with. Like, yes, it would
Yeah,
be
I agree.
one of the best hires that they could make, but I don't know that it's the hire that they're going to make because there are other good options out there that seem to kind of fit within the budget a little bit better.
So if you were to throw the name, you want a big name, you want what seems to be realistic, seems to be mutual interest, and financially there's not a massive buyout in a way. Brian O'Connor seems to fit all three of those bills. That's a name that, goodness, when it first was popped up and you find out, hey, there's actually some mutual interest between these two parties, I was kind of surprised. And it gave me, you know, that's a great name for Mississippi State. How realistic is the Brian O'Connor option here for the Bulldogs?
I would tell you it's very realistic. And I want to make clear, though, that's not me saying that I think he's the front runner. That's not me saying that they've had conversations. That this is merely me saying I think that he would make a lot of sense.
We had a long discussion about what mutual interest means on Sports Talk Mississippi. Doesn't mean anything. It just means there's mutual interest.
Great. So this is perfect after that conversation. I think that the important thing for people to understand here is that this is me saying that the fit in terms of the coach that Mississippi State would be effectively buying would make a lot of sense for them if they were able to get their hands on Brian O'Connor. I think that you can say the same thing about Tom Walter at Wake Forest. I think that that's a guy who has, over a course of years now, somewhat demonstrated an interest in maybe exploring his options elsewhere, getting to a point where he can be at a program that really wants to invest. And like we just said, Mississippi State is a program that absolutely wants to invest in its baseball. I could see Tom Walter having a very similar line of thought to exactly what we're talking about with Brian O'Connor, a very reputable coach, somebody who's been somewhere for a very long time. And is it time for a change of scenery? Could that help them if they were to get their hands on a larger sum of resources for their baseball program? I think both of those coaches are wondering that, and I think both of them would do a really good job if they had more resources.
I asked, we'll just say, another college baseball writer this question because his answer intrigued me. I want to hear if yours is similar. The question was, when State hired Lemonis, Lemonis wasn't on anybody's initial hot board. Nobody was looking at Chris Lemonis until he was the guy. Is there a guy like that in this search? His answer was, it won't get to that for Mississippi State.
I don't think it will get to that necessarily. I would add, though, that there is still an element of who becomes interested. How much money do you really want to spend? What, like, you don't know what you're going to be able to get until those financial conversations occur and you are able to establish a market. I would imagine that Mississippi State's already done that. But is there a candidate that falls in the lower end, let's call it, of the financial bracket that I think Mississippi State could realistically spend? We're talking, you know, 900,000 to a million, 1.1 a year for a coach. I would tell you that Dan Fitzgerald at Kansas makes a lot of sense. He's winning a lot of games. He's kind of that up-and-comer, popular name type coach, or at least that's what it's shaping up to be. Mm-hmm. I view them as a tournament team. They haven't done that since 2014. Very quick turnaround at a place that doesn't win a lot of baseball games. Do I think he's a candidate right now? No, I wouldn't go that far. And I do agree with the sentiment that, you know, this is a bigger fish job. But if I had to say one person who made a lot of sense from that either mid-major or smaller high-major type program, I think Fitzgerald with SEC experience makes a lot of sense.
If State ends up going the assistant route, if they decide, let's go after a high-ceiling assistant, does Josh Elander or Will Coggin make more sense to you?
I'm going to be really honest with you here. I actually think neither of them make sense. I don't think that Mississippi State is hiring an assistant. I think that that is one important note here. Could it come down to that? Like, I mean, we just talked about Dan Fitzgerald. Yeah, it could come down to that. Could it come down to either of those two guys you just mentioned? Nolan Cain's another guy who I think of when I think of big time assistants that could get big time jobs. Sure. Could it get there? Sure. I wouldn't predict it. I think that the conversation with Mississippi State needs to be around the big name coaches. And if not the big name coaches, your up and comer, you know, fast riser, younger Division I head coaches right now.
Very interesting to see the amount of what appears to be big name interest in this job. And I know this is a good job. Let me ask you this. We'll finish up with this. Where do you rank Mississippi State as a job? What if I say it's a top blank program, what's the number?
I would tell you that it's a top 10 job in the country right now, based on the most important factors, which are, you know, community investment in the program and how much people care. And at the end of the day, truthfully, how much that turns into resources. I think the school's plan moving forward in terms of how it plans to potentially handle the house settlement and what allocation of funds baseball could be looking at, how much teams are investing in coaches for baseball and assistant coaching staffs. I think Mississippi State checks a lot of those boxes in a reasonably prominent way at a minimum. And all of those things combined, plus being in the premier conference, you know, yeah, it's a top 10 job. And I think that they will make a hire that reflects the status of that job.
The good news for you is, as a content creator, you got another 2-3 weeks of all this stuff, because nothing's going to happen until after these regionals get done. We shall see. Jacob, appreciate your time as always. Jacob Rudner, Baseball America. Always glad to have you on Thunder and Lightning.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks to Jacob. I hope it was a good interview. I'm sure it was. We'll talk more about that later. All right, so tomorrow's show, we've got more preview of this series. I'll have a conversation with Chase Parham from RebelGrove.com, get his thoughts, get the Ole Miss perspective on the series. Plus, we'll have a lot more information on this news that we broke earlier today about the indoor practice facility and this large gift to MSU Athletics that we'll have plenty, like I said, we'll have plenty to talk about on tomorrow's show. Have a great Thursday, guys. Back with you on Friday for Robbie Falk, who's sitting right over there. He's about to go to lunch without me. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder
we'll
Lightning.
We'll get back into the swing of things.
I mean, you're assuming I want to go to lunch with you.
You do.
All right, you're right. I do. I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on 50 Talk.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.